Hi everyone, and thank you very much for joining us on another episode of Lit Publishing's podcast, Lit Radio. My name is Miro, and I will be your host for today's show. With me today is Anne Daniels. How are you today, Anne?
I'm good, thank you, Miro. I'm really pleased to be with you.
The pleasure is all mine, and thank you for taking the time to join us today on the podcast. And of course, for our listeners, Anne is a polar explorer and she is a world record holder and one of Britain's leading female explorers. She has led many teams to success in the most difficult conditions on Earth. And she has joined us today to talk about her work, her experiences, and we are very much looking forward to discussing it with her. And I guess the first question I would like to ask you, Anne, is what inspired you to get into all of this and become an explorer?
That's a very good question. And actually, the first time that I got involved in exploration was I simply saw an advert in a newspaper. So it was an opportunity that just presented itself. And the advert asked for ordinary women to apply to be part of a relay expedition to the North Pole. And there were many reasons that I shouldn't have applied to that advert. I was a single mother with triplets. I had no outdoor experience. But I really believe that, you know, opportunities often present themselves. And it's up to us to make the most of them and to make our own future. So I applied. And after a lot of hard work, because I really wasn't qualified, I got on the team. And it was that expedition that inspired me to go on and be an explorer. The Arctic Ocean is such a beautiful and amazing place, but it's uncertain, it's ever-changing, and you're really navigating in uncharted territory. And I don't know many other types of expedition that you can do that. So you're on a moving crest of ice on the ocean. It changes constantly. It's not flat. It's very buckled, and you have huge ridges and then flat open ice, and there is no map. And the other thing about the Arctic Ocean that I love is it moves constantly. So no day is the same. It's an ever-changing environment. It's not so good when you put a lot of work in one day and then as you stop to sleep, you go backwards on the ice.
Right.
That's quite a challenge on your mindset. But, you know, that's what expeditions are about. It's overcoming the difficulties and then the sense of achievement when you've done something you never thought was possible in such a fantastic and phenomenal environment. Well, who wouldn't want to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And as we're on the topic of the challenge itself, you have now had the experience of going to many different types of expeditions. Has there been one which was particularly more challenging than the others?
Yes. I've done mainly North Pole and South Pole. The North Pole is so much harder than the South Pole because it's on an ocean and it moves rather than land. But I think my most challenging for many different reasons was when I was leading a team on a Catlin Arctic survey. And so we still had to deal with pulling a very heavy sledges in minus 46 with the wind in our faces and the constant change in ice. But that team had to collect data. We were measuring the thickness of the North Pole ice cap and looking at the change in the chemistry of the ocean. So it was my job to not only keep the team motivated and give them the space to do their jobs, but also it was important we had all these scientists around the world that were relying on us to make sure that not only did we do the data at the end of the hard day and drill the holes, but that we got enough and that it wasn't, so it had to be done in certain ways and certain protocols without contamination. So for that one, that was challenging because there were many different aspects to it and many roles where you had to take 3,000 photographs and that was challenging. But equally, because it was challenging, as a team, we worked really well together and we did everything we had to do. And the feeling of achievement of us all when we came back was huge. And I think that's often the way when things challenge us. When we get through them, the actual feeling of achievement is rewarding enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the topics of discussion I'd like to focus on today is actually leadership. Now, you've described to us what seems to be something which is very difficult, but at the same time, very rewarding. And my question for you would be, what is the role of leadership when you're undertaking the challenges in such harsh conditions, under such strict rules and so many expectations upon you?
Well, I think first and foremost, because it is a dangerous and challenging environment, then obviously I have to make sure that the team is safe. So there are certain things that the team absolutely cannot do. And so I have to be able to make very strong decisions. And the team has to trust me and trust to know that if I am using a dictator type leadership, as in, you know, you cannot cross this piece of ice, that actually they know it's for safety reasons and nothing else, and it's the right thing. So I think experience and knowing what you do is a big role. But as for the team, for me, the most important part of leadership is to look after your team and to allow them to perform. And in many ways, it's not so much how good a leader you are and what you do. It's how much you can encourage them, support them, and give them the space and time to actually achieve. Because for me, when everybody in a team works together and gives everything without the worries, that's when the magic happens. And sort of, I think, finally on leadership, it is about team, but also it's about how you do things. So I could inspire people or give them the space to do their jobs, but if it's not enjoyable, they're never going to want to work with you again. So for me, a big part is to be positive, enjoy the process, and that comes with, you know, actually acknowledging what people are doing and letting them know you appreciate it and sometimes just turning a difficult job into a pleasure and fun can make it so much easier. And for me, that's how I like to lead. And sometimes that can be from the back, not the front.
Right, absolutely. And I think an important aspect to any leadership role is actually planning, and good planning at that. And that translates also into a business sense, where many good leaders will want to have an outline of what is going on. But one thing that really can put a wrench in the plan is sudden problems, issues, or a crisis. Now, my question for you, Anne, is how can we actually deal with a sudden crisis that appears out of nowhere?
Well, I think a lot of it is about your mindset as well. And as you're talking about sort of ventures, that's why I'm really, really pleased to be part of the World Class Leadership event, because there will be a lot of leaders there. And these things do make a difference in work and on the ice. And for me, you need to plan for the success and to think of everything that might go wrong. And you're right, quite often things do go wrong that you haven't planned or you haven't envisaged. And for those times, I would say just take a breath, have a look at what's happened, and then rather than worrying about what's happened, just look for solutions to the problem. Look at how to resolve it. And a lot of that is about your mindset and looking at it positively rather than being dragged down by the problem. But actually, how can I solve this and how can I make it better? And particularly when we were on the ice, sometimes the ice itself would break up. And we had one situation where we physically couldn't get the tent up. and we hadn't envisaged that was going to happen. So we just thought about it, and, well, do we need to put it up? Let's put it on the floor. Let's put our sleeping bags under it and just ride out the storm. There wasn't much else we could do there. So that was when we just made ourselves safe. We rode out the storm, and then when it went, we picked ourselves up and moved on. And again, we didn't worry about the days and the miles that we lost. We said, right, we're now behind. Let's add another 20 minutes to every day, and in that way we'll make it up. And I think that's really what you have to do. And you have to talk to your team. So as a leader, when a sudden problem happens, quite often that's when we go into ourselves because we're a bit stressed and we want to think of solutions and we maybe don't want to look weak. But actually, that's when it's important that you talk to your team. You know, this problem's happened. What can we do to solve it? And really work together. And that is when good leadership really is important.
Yeah, absolutely. And my next question is actually a bit of a follow-up. And in your experience, what would you say were the three lessons you learned from being an explorer which really stuck with you?
Oh, I think the first one is that actually it's your responsibility to make things happen, to plan, to work hard, to see it to success. You know, whether you're in a team or not, it is still up to you to really work hard and do your very best to make it happen. And hard work and hold on to the vision when things get difficult. So I think the first lesson is take responsibility for it. For me, the second lesson is attitude matters. It really does. And if you're positive and strong and you don't worry about the things you can't control, but worry about, or not worry, but work on the things you can control. And sometimes that is simply your attitude. And be positive and look for ways to achieve things, not ways to fail. So for me, positive attitude is the second thing. And the third thing is that as a leader, it is up to you to inspire others to achieve more. And that's what makes great leaders, to care for your team and to want them to do well. So the third thing is that, well, great leaders do inspire others. And if you are that kind of a leader, you will do well.
But the last question I'd like to ask you is the one I ask everyone here on the podcast, and that's, what are you actually currently reading?
And that, you know, that's a great question, because I wish I had time to read things, and I would give you a wonderful answer, and it would be one great exploration book which will wow you all and think I'm intelligent and amazing. However, things are slightly busy at the moment, and I'm putting together a big expedition for disadvantaged and mental health sufferers. So at the moment, I'm doing what I say, and I'm planning, and I'm reading up on new kit, I'm reading up on all the things I can about helping people in that environment. So unfortunately, I can't give you a great answer to that.
No, that's fine. And as a matter of fact, it is great to hear that you're working on such a great project, and all we can do is wish you all the best while you're doing that.
Thank you very much.
And of course, I would like to thank you very much for joining us today on the podcast. With that, and to our audience, if you'd like what we talked about today and you would like to know more about Anne and her work, you can visit her at annedaniels.com. And of course, as discussed briefly, she will be appearing at the World Class Leadership Conference 2018 this coming February. So links will be in the description below where you can find out more about the event and even get a ticket if you'd like to go. But with that, I would like to thank you very much, Anne, for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you, Miro.
Thank you. And, of course, to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this week's episode of Lid Radio. You can find us on our social media platforms at Lid Radio. And once again, we very much look forward to seeing you next week.